It always ends badly when it never ends. Written by Anonymous and read by Lady Mar. I'm placing strings in needles and creating new seams. Pricking fighting fingers for what this brings. Opening the lines of smiles with softer things. But you like to rip, like to tear bandages with no interest in blood. Just the sound of a breaking, the wince, the mystery of what's under the covers calls you here. But you play hide and no speak with bloodletting, planning puppet shows in your dwelling. There is no time to look for needles and strings. Let's lay it here bare. See how the clot of your presence causes more hemorrhage. Thinking nothing of tachycardic pitter-pats. I just figured that. This is how it flows. And maybe the sadist will enjoy newly marred skin. Soft pink hues clashing with new fabric. This is more than a bruise. I dreamt of babies in past times. So maybe you'd bless me. Bring new dressing for wounds too old to place, but too deep to forget. And you did, long enough for the browning of raised skin, creating camouflage of a better understanding. But what does camouflage do? Stepping out of coverings, revealing the ravaging you. You are sharp edges hitting kneecaps, splinters in my feet. You are strange slithering things beckoning to eat. Wrapping, choking, heavy body around all things meek. You are the reason for silver linings, creating shadows for the bleak. Suddenly, I find myself smaller. Written by Anonymous and read by Lady Mar. There is brown here, a dooming neutrality, darkening to black, as I picture you further than the sleeve equipped for my emotive exchanges. In my misspelled well wishings, I hope you thought kindly. I am not as bitter as my mocking your pockets may seem. I prefer you this way. Except, you must understand that the best way to please me is to not. And out of the other 20s that never returned my message, I'd like to think you had no words fit, so you got distracted by new days. We move from sepia to chocolate as I express my disdain for anything flavored this way. The light-hearted rejection of my preference tells that I like the mild meekness of vanilla, the subtlety of a stronger aftertaste than the floating prior. There will never be two of us in this room. Just me and the choice existence of others, when my echoes become too loud for my bed, and I'll dance for the shadows left by empty chairs, and your space in the slow developing abyss in my head, the part where the heart carries its waste, and when it's clean, we can transition. I move from chocolate to bistre, skipping the smooth movements of a learning tree. There's no way to end. What's more than the grasp of my hands? And so I can only make a guess that in a revolution, we'll be pitch black. Black, written by Anonymous and read by Lady Mar. This is it, the visceral, a mud-laden intention for the perfect. And the prefect knows we don't deserve it. But in morning yawning, I'm yearning to sheen without the glisten, to be of worth without the wealth, to matter in spite of mass. Come sing in the keys of dandelions and roar like the hidden root. I prefer to blacken my estate than to yellow at the petals, fixing myself for your taste. Somewhere in the dirt, some hand clenching at the shine of the only future it deserves is cut off. Someone picking up my charms somewhere far away, so far that in knowing these truths, it doesn't matter. It has no mass. These are not atoms. This is only shape.